Now, the Adelaide Cabaret Festival is well underway, but if you haven't had a chance to catch a show yet, never fear, as there are still more to see in the next week. One of those shows is Cake, which takes the audience on a historical journey, delving deep into society's long-standing obsession with excess and self-absorption. Writer and performer of the show, Joanna Allen, spoke with Breakfast's Tom Mann ahead of her shows in Adelaide. Tom began by asking Joanna when she first became interested in this idea of excess and self-absorption.
Oh, I think when I realised I was checking my phone way more than I should. I think I'd sort of noticed as life got busier and everything piled up, I felt that I sort of looked at the way I was living and the way we were all living. And without sounding too preachy, I thought it was really interesting to notice that there were little everyday addictions creeping into my own life and indeed in the framework of how we live. And I thought, you know, it made me think of people like Marie Antoinette and the Kardashians. And I was sitting there waiting for every little nugget of, you know, carefully edited information. I was sitting there watching videos on Facebook and having an internal battle as to whether to have more cake or no more cake or any of that. And I sort of noticed all these things around the same time and thought, well, there's something in the way we're living that is interesting and there's a show in that. And from that photo shoot that has gone on to be our publicity material for our Cabaret Festival show, you know, this idea of present-day absorption and Marie Antoinette being the poster girl for excess, those sort of things have all kind of threaded together. And we've got a show of human vices, but we're doing it through a really interesting songbook, which is hopefully something that is entertaining and people can also relate to.
So you said part of the inspiration for this show was, noticing your own habits. Has the writing of this show sort of changed some of those things for you?
Look, I think it's made me more aware of where there is excess in my life and where I could actually do without if I chose to. You know, we live in very fortunate times where we don't have the choice of one thing. We have the choice of so many things. And what this show's about is more ever enough, you know, because I found I was wanting more choices that were on offer to me and no choices ever seemed to be enough in life. And that, I suppose, I've become more aware of how I live and I've become more aware that simplicity is really a utopian notion that I'm still trying to grapple with. So it's about that. But really, it's about it in a very human way. The show uses music that people will know. It's about food excess. It's about lust excess. It's about phone excess. It's about wine excess. It's about very human things and flaws that we can all relate to.
Well, people love to believe we're in a particularly unique and special time. Was it interesting, say, looking back at the story of Marie Antoinette and sort of seeing these parallels?
Look, she doesn't actually feature in the show in a narrative sense, but she's always fascinated me and she's associated with excess. And ironically enough, historians believe she didn't actually ever say, "Let them eat cake," which is, you know, the thing that's so synonymous with her. But certainly, I found it interesting that in her life, to escape the excess that was in her everyday life, she had the builders of Versailles build her a farmhouse because she wanted to have time out from it by pretending to be a peasant, you know. And I found that, I remember going to Versailles and being fascinated by the fact that she escaped all of that grandeur and ornateness and all she wanted was a little country house to hang out in with her friends. And it did make me think, you know, the simple joys of life, perhaps that's the best. And certainly I noticed being an artist doing numerous things all at the same time, my own sort of trajectory in trying to keep many balls in the air, it made me feel like I wasn't quite sure what was important anymore. And so I suppose this show is a reflection of that. But also, you know, it's present in our pop culture now. I mean, Avicii's Addicted to You is the opening song. We do it in a really different way. It's a really sassy, bluesy version of that song. But nonetheless, that's, you know, very recent music, along with Cole Porter's Birds Do It, Bees Do It, which is all about the fact that we all have needs and that doesn't go away. So, you know, in this world of Tinder, I think the fact that a Cole Porter song sums up something we get on our phones to procure for ourselves, there's a lot of parallels between how people lived then and people live now, and that sense of more is more. Well, has it gone away, really? No. I think in some ways it's got harder to extract yourself from, because, you know, email is on phone and someone always wants you and there's always something to get back to. And I suppose none of these ideas are new to any of us, but it's exploring them with music in a very heightened world. I play a character rather than myself, although there's myself in there. And, you know, there's food gorging, there's lustful moments, there's all sorts of things. And hopefully I think people will see this show and think it's heightened, but also go, oh, yeah, I've done that. So certainly when we had a little showing recently to colleagues, there was a lot of people who recognised their own behaviour and laughed at it as a result. So, yeah, we'll see.
Now, this show, Cake, as you've mentioned, features a whole range of pop songs from stuff as modern as Avicii to Cole Porter. Was it sort of fun putting together all these songs that are about excess?
Oh, utterly joyous. I mean, one of the things I love so much about my work as an artist, as a musician, and particularly within cabaret, is that I can take a song like Food, Glorious Food and reinvent it in an entirely different way. That's the joy, to take the text, to shape it through a different perspective and then perform it in an entirely different musical style. That's the best thing about what we do, the reinvention. So that's been great. I'm classically trained, so parts of the show reflect that, in the sense that there's sort of very operatic moments. And then there's these fantastic bluesy pop numbers that align with the thematic ideas of the show. And it's a delight to sing and to make.
On that note, you wrote this show yourself and you perform it yourself. Was there a lot of freedom in putting this together?
Look, I've had a really great team. I think it's probably more accurate to say I've conceptualised it, because I steal openly from the show is littered with quotes from other authors. So there's moments where I quote Oscar Wilde, and there's moments where I quote F. Scott Fitzgerald and Emily Bronte and all these writers that deal with excess in some way. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote The Great Gatsby, which is all about excess in lots of ways. And Oscar Wilde certainly said wonderful things like, anyone who lives within their means suffers from a lack of imagination. Emily Bronte wrote about obsessive love in Wuthering Heights. So various famous authors feature throughout the show, and their words come through the character I play. And I think most of them are recognisable to people. So, yes, I wrote parts of it, but I also conceptualised it via famous words from other people. Yeah, which is great.
Now, for something that has such a strong theme running through, is there something that you hope audiences take away from the show?
Well, I just hope they come and have a really good time and enjoy themselves, but also recognise the fact that all of these things are universal and all of these traits are within all of us. It's a song, I say in the show, it's a song catalogue of sugary excess and glistening gratification, which it is. It's a succulent spelling bee of vices, all of which are very human and all of which are in us. And I'm certainly not making the show because they're not in me. They're in me in every day. There's a fantastic moment that comes from Sex and the City where Miranda is so desperate to eat the chocolate cake, she puts it in the bin and then she puts dishwashing detergent all over it so she can't eat it. Now, I haven't done that, but I've come pretty damn close. And so, I mean, it's those kind of moments in the show that I think people recognise, and we certainly have tried to extrapolate things that everyone relates to within everyday quirks, traits, flaws and addictions, and set it to a catalogue of music that people recognise as well. So, yeah, it's sort of slightly quirky and zany and wonderful and fabulous. There's so much glitter on stage. My designer, Brendan Delahaye, is the glitter king. So we've got glitter everywhere, and it's about how all of that peels back as the show goes and it continues through.
Well, if there is any self-reflection, it sounds like it's going to happen through a whole lot of fun.
Hopefully, yes.
Well, Johanna, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Thanks so much.